Rebbe, I hope all is good. Today's Gevach. Important to lead with that. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Nun Gimel. And today we're at the Mishnah here on Nun Beis Mabeis. Today we're talking about something called Hezek She'eno Niker, which basically means damages that is not recognizable. Meaning, just to illustrate for a second, to give it by way of quick introduction, and if I punch you in the face, so I damaged you, that's obviously very recognizable. You'll have a bloody nose and et cetera, et cetera. So I owe you damages for that. But there are ways for me to damage you, right, without it being recognizable. As the Mishnah will say, I could be metame your truma. I could make a tame. I could do other things that you're not doing really anything to the item, right? But there is some damages involved, whether it's halachic, etc. So the Gemara is going to deal with the Mishnah, and the Gemara today is going to deal with that a little bit. Just the Machokas and the Rishonim in terms of how do you define Hezek Shener Nikar, because the Gemara doesn't necessarily do it for us. Tosis and Bava Kama says that you can do Hezek Shener Nikar even if there is no physical change. Why am I saying that? Because the Rambam says that if the Rambam's lashon, the Chovel Mazik, is lonish time of Tamo Verecho, if the item has not changed its flavor or its smell or anything, so that is that's Eino Nikar, meaning that the Rambam defines it as physical change. Tosu says even without a physical change, sometimes, right, that will be Hezek Shenikar, but the Hezek that is recognizable, because that's for example, Tosu's example is by Klei Kerem, that if you have a vineyard and you plant wheat next to the vineyard or in the vineyard or whatever, so that would be Hezek Shenikar, because you can see the actual damage, even though the grapes themselves are unchanged. That would be considered Hezek that is Nikar, Hezek damages that is recognizable. Right, according to the Rambam, right, if the item itself is unchanged, that would be Hezek She'eino Nikar. Okay, fine, either way, with that little introduction, right, let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives three cases. Well, obviously, anytime the Mishnah gives three cases, you have to figure out why you need each of the cases. But the Mishnah says like this: Hametame, Vamedame, Vamenasech. If you do any of those three things, if you do it b'shogeg, you're potter. If you do it b'mezid, then you are chayev. As we'll see, again, the Mishnah is not so explicit, but as we'll see, we're talking about unrecognizable damages, and this is also something else that was established because of Tikkun Olam. Then obviously the Gemara is going to have to figure out, right, what is the Tikkun Olam here? What is Chazal establishing, right, to make sure things stay okay? What's the default, right? Is Hezek Shenu Nikar Chayiv Midaraisa, and Chazal here are tweaking it and saying that Beshogeg your Potter, or is Hezek Shenu Nikar Potter Midaraisa, and Chazal were instituting that if you do it amazing, you'll be Chayiv. Okay, so that's what we're going to have to deal with in the Gemara. What are these three cases? So metame, right? If someone is metame, someone's truma, right? Truma can't be tame, right? You have to eat truma vitara, right? If you make it tame, so right, they cannot eat it, right? They cannot eat it by the kohanim cannot eat it. Medame is if you mix truma with other normal, not tame, but regular produce. So now you have a mixture of truma and produce, and what that basically does, that essentially does, is that makes the produce only edible for kohanim. So now you have shrunken. I don't know, whatever the word is, you have made smaller, right, the market of people who are willing to buy this stuff, right? If you had a barrel of wheat and then you put in some truma or whatever, the other way around. So now you've taken the barrel of wheat and you've only limited it to people, to Kohanim, to buy that stuff. Obviously now you've dropped that in value, even though you haven't actually damaged, right, the actual thing. Menasech is going to be a discussion. The Gemara is going to lead with that. That's just a pasuk pshat. Pasuk pshat is that you use it as yain nesach, which means you use it for a libation, right, in for avodah zarah. That's the pashtus. If you look at Rashi, yain chaviru. Rashi says the Gemara is going to ask what it is. Okay, so let's dive into the Gemara. It says the Gemara, itmar. It was said menasech. What do we mean by wine? What are you doing with this wine exactly? Right. Again, theoretically, if you use wine for a libation for avodah zarah, right, it becomes aser behana. Right, so what are you doing? So Rav Amar Menasech Mamish. Rav says you're actually being Menasech. Rashi has a funny lashon over here. He says Sichsech Biyodo L'Tocho L'Shem Avodah Zarah. You kind of stir it around with your finger, right, for Avodah Zarah, right? Because obviously, again, if you're pouring it out over an idol, right, the wine is gone. It's not, you're not, you know, you haven't done anything. But here, apparently, what are you doing? You're kind of like sticking your finger in, kind of twirl it around. With your finger, right? That becomes a little difficult with the Hemshech of the Gemara, but okay, either way, that's that. Shmuel says, Ma'arev, that Shmuel says, no, you picked it up, right, and you mixed already established Yain Nezach, right, into normal, regular, plain kosher wines. Now you mix the two, similar to medame, so that the medamea, so similar to mixing the truma and the chulin, but you now mixed usher wine with kosher wine, and it's not recognizable. But you know, okay, so fine. And those three, and those either way. So that's the machlokes Rav Shmuel. So Kumar says, my time alone, I'm a menasech. Right? Shmuel, who said that you mixed it, why didn't he say that you menasech? Right? The Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah says menasech, it probably means menasech. So, menasech, come to Rav Mine. So, Shmuel says, because if you do menasech, right, whenever you do, right, when you pour something for Avodah Zarah, so what's another result of that action? You chayav misa. Right? And there's a din called Kimna B'Rav Mine, that if you are chayav two punishments, right, so then you only get the worst one. So how can you tell me that you're chayv if you do it on purpose? Right, you're only going to get misa. You're not going to have to pay the money. So you can't be talking about that. So what about Rav? Flip it around. So how could Rav say that you're chayv for literally doing a avodah zarah? So he holds it to the Rav Yirmiyah. The Amar Rav Yirmiyah, as Rav Yirmiyah said, Mishas Akbah Hu Dekana, Mishay Ben Avsho Lo Havi Ad Shas Nisuch. He says that Rabbi Yirmiyah says that when you lift it up, right, the case is that when you lift up the wine, then you're kona it, right? You make a kinyan, right? You do a kinyan agbah. So you've already, then you've stolen the item, then you have a chayv to pay it. And then later, right, when you do the kind of the pouring or the whatever it is, right, the shas nisuch, when you do the pouring, so then, right, then you're going to be chayv miso. So basically, because basically a rule of Kimla B'Ravine is that it has to be at the exact same time. Right? If it happens later, right, so then it's not, you're not getting two punishments for one action, you're getting two punishments for two different things, and therefore you're not, you know, you're not going to get the p'tur getting killed and not getting the monetary payment. The problem with this is, like I mentioned before, is that Rashi kind of seems to imply that, you know, you're kind of twirling your finger in it. Right here, it seems to imply that you're picking it up and pouring it. Right? Okay, fine, Mesader. Tosos, if you look at the bottom, Tosos is very, it's what's called an iceberg Tosos, right? It starts at the bottom, right? And you don't realize, and you only see the top of it, right? And then it goes on to Amud Aleph, right? Not so bad, to be honest. But it continues on over here, right? It's very, very important, Tosos in terms of, Kimlei the Rav Mine, but, you know, not an Ian Shear for us now, but if you want to check it out, right, that is, a very, very influential Tosos. Okay, Vaitu. So, Ulamad Amar Menasech, my time of Lo Amar Ma'arif. Let's flip it back now. According to Rav, who said that it's actual Menasech, so why doesn't he hold like Shmuel, who says it's Ma'arif? Which is a very funny question, because the Mishnah said Menasech, right? Why would you assume that it didn't mean Menasech? Okay, either way, so Amar Rav would say, Ma'arif Hainu Medameah, because Ma'arif is the same as Medameah, right? As we said before, right? Mixing wine and regular wine, mixing Yain Nesech and kosher, regular kosher wine, right, is the same as mixing truma and regular kosher grain. So the Yidach, so Seder, why does Shmuel say that? That seems to be the same case. So he would say that Knasai, that this is a Knasa Loyalfina, that this is all a Knas, that all of these, right, Chazal, were Gozer, right, that it's a Knas, it's a fine for damaging your friend, even though the damage is not nicker, is not recognizable. So therefore, you can't learn one case from another, right? There's a halacha, right? When you try to compare cases, sometimes we can compare one case to the next and see the halacha is comparable. But if something is a knas, if something is a fine, so that means a chazal decided that in case X, right, you have to pay for it because whatever. You can't necessarily just learn that the case Y, because it could be the chazal were not so, you know, did not think that you needed to pay necessarily for that. So knas lo yofinan, but you can't learn from one knas to the next. Problem is that someone, that there is a manda omer, there is an opinion that says that you can. The manda yolef knasim knasim kol hani lamali. Right, according to the one who says you can learn from one knas to the next, because again, okay, whatever reason, right, it's not really, whatever that is. So what do you do with the rest of the cases? Right, what do you need all the cases in the Mishnah? So Gemara says tzricha. We actually need all the cases. Ditana metame, because if you would have only had metame, so itruma havamina mishum dekamavsi lelegamre, right? Because if you're talking about being metame truma, so then you're destroying that, right? You can't, what's it called? You can't eat that regardless, right? Cohen can't eat a truma. Nobody can eat truma if it's tame. If you tell me that he's being metame chulin, mishum de asur ligrom truma lechulin beretz Yisrael, right? There's an isser involved in being metame regular chulin, regular normal food, right, in Eretz Yisrael, because people are careful about tuma and tara, Right, the Prushim were careful of the Tumatara. Right, we don't want, it says, Din Rabbanan, you're not allowed to be Metame. Ava Medamea, but if you're going to just mix Chum and Chulin, there's no Isser there, say, Malo, you might have thought that you're not Chayev, because there's no Isser involved. If you ask me to Medamea, and if you were to tell me that you are Chayev, if you did it on purpose by Medamea, Mishum Dechiach, because that's common, right? You have Chuma, you have grains lying around, stuff gets mixed together, it's not uncommon. Ava Metame, but someone to go out of their way and be Metame, Chuma, Loshchiach, that's not so common, say, Malo, you might have thought Chazal did not need to institute a knas, right, for someone who's actually aggressively being metame truma. If you ask me to metame and medamea, this is a kicker, right? If you would have had metame and medamea mixing, right, being metame and mixing, you would have thought, okay, because there's no kimle. I have a menazach, but if you're mamish using the wine for Avodah Zarah, the kimle rav mine, that's your gechayev misa, say malo, maybe you thought that there's no, you know, din to pay b'mezid. So therefore, Kamash Malan, therefore, Kedar Rabbi Yirmiyah, right, to teach us, it's like Rabbi Yirmiyah, right, the cases over here is where you picked it up, right, and then you did the menaseich, right, however you understand that, right, let's say stirring the wine with your finger. Okay, right, so that's the case in our Mishnah. U'laha, the Tani Avua, the Rabbi Ovin, Barishona, Hayo Omer, Metamea, Medamea, Okay, but according to Rabbi Avin, who said that originally the takana was for metame, if you're metame the truma, and menasech, and if you use, let's say if you use it for avodah zarah, and then they added medamea, right? It wasn't in order, right? We just said if you had metame, fine. If you had, you wouldn't have known medamea. If you had medamea, you wouldn't know Menasech. But that's not the order that it happened. According to Rabbi Avin's father, he says the order was Metame, Menasech, and then Medamea. So why can't you learn Medamea from Metame and Menasech? So Gemara says, Tzricha, you also need all three of those cases. But if you were to tell me that you're only chayev if you're metame the truma, then that's because there's no kimle, right? There's no chayev misa. But if you did have menasech, if you were worshiping avodah zarah, so then there's kimle. So you might have thought that there's no chayev. So therefore, right, you have to tell me that it's like Rabbi Yirmiyah's case where you're not chayev kimle. If you were to tell me that it's just menasech, mishum to come absolutely the gamrei, because you're making it completely usher, right? Menasech something for avodah zarah is right usher behana. Avam metame, but if you're just metame the truma, the lo absolutely the gamrei, right? It's not completely messing it over, right? If you're metame truma, the kohen can't eat it, but he can still be benefit from it. It's not usher behana. He can give it to his animals or whatever. Say malo, you might have thought that you're not chayev. V'yashmin honey tarti, and this is the point. Mishum to have say meruba. Those cases, right? There's a big loss, right? In the case of the menasech, you're literally making it unusable, unsaleable. You lost the entire value. By the case of by the case of metame, right, when you're making something tame, okay, the coin can't eat it now. Now it's just animal food. So you dropped it from human food to animal food. There's a real loss. Avam medamea, but what's medamea? You're mixing truma with regular chulin. So now, okay, the chulin, which could be sold to all Jews, now it can only be sold to Kohanim. Okay, hefshid mua, that's not so bad. There are plenty of Kohanim in the world, so you can still sell it for some profit. So you might have thought that we're not going to be penalizing this guy for the hegat zekshen anikar. Therefore, kamash malan, or I guess tzricha, right, that we need all cases that we are. Okay. Now, as we alluded to before in the Mishnah, what's the starting point for hezek shen anikar? If you damage someone that it's not recognizable, it's not obvious, right, what's the starting point? So we have a machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, what the starting point was in the Chumash, and therefore what the Chachamim added, right, with their Tarkana. So the Chizki says like this, Tvar Torah, Echad Shogid, Echad Mezid Chayef. Midaraisa, Hezek Shein Anikar is Chayef regardless if you did it on purpose or B'shogig. My time, why? Because Hezek Shein Anikar Shmei Hezek, because it's considered to be actual damage and you have to pay. My time, Amru B'shogig Pater. So why do Chazal say that you're Pater if you do a B'shogig? Kadei Sheyodio. Because we want to make sure that you tell the guy that you did it, right? If you accidentally metame his truma, we don't want him to eat Tamei Truma. It wasn't your fault. Right? It was B'shogig, or maybe you're negligent, whatever it was. We want the guy to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was just Matamei your Truma. Right? He's not going to have to pay for it. Right? If he had to pay for it, he would never tell him. But if he's not going to have to pay for it, so maybe he'll do him a favor, right, and tell him, oh, by the way, all that stuff, that all that Truma is Tamei. Okay, but Iyachi, if he'll be amazing, nothing. Well, if he did it on purpose, then maybe that's also, we also want him to tell him. Right? Regardless of how he was Matamei the Truma, we also want to tell the Kohen, right? Whether his stuff is Tomei or not. So the Gemara says, no, what do you mean? Well, obviously, if he did it on purpose, he's going to tell him. But the whole point was he's trying to get back at him. He's angry at him. He's trying to, I don't know, whatever. It's not nice. But obviously, he was in Matame. He dropped the sheretz. He was going to knock on the door and be like, aha, look in your bag of chuma. Look at that sheretz. It's all Tomei. You can't eat it. So we don't have to be gozer and say that you're not going to be chayev. We can rely on the fact that he's being mean. He's going to tell him. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the starting point is the other way around. Really, Midoraisa Hezek Shein Nikar is Potter. My time at Hezek Shein Nikar, Losh Me Hezek, because Midoraisa, it's not considered to be actual damages. My time, I'm Ruben Mezek Chayef. So then, when the Chazal were Gozer, they were Gozer that if you do it on purpose, you're Chayef. Why is that? Right, so people shouldn't go around and do this, right? Because it's very easy for people. You get angry at somebody, you have a fight with your neighbor, so you go metame all of his produce. Be like, okay, I don't have to pay for it. Look at me, stinks for you. Okay, so that we don't want people going around doing that. Fine. Okay, now the Gemara is going to try and prove for a bunch of random cases. Not random, but different cases. Who is correct, right? Chizkiah or Rabbi Yochanan? Well, we will actually get to a decision. Tonight we learned in a Mishnah. Mishnah is in later in our Masechta. Right? Oh, now tomorrow's daf. Look at that. Oh, gevaldik. Kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. The Kohanim who are mefagel, again, pigul is that they had some sort of problem with the korban, right? Some sort of bad machshava, right? Some sort of intention, right? They shechted a korban in order to eat from a week from now, so that's no good. You have to use a certain set time. You have to eat a korban. So if there was some sort of inappropriate machshava that the Kohanim did to a korban, and then the korban is no good, right? So what happens? B'mezidim chayavim. Right, if they did it on purpose, so then they're chayev, they have to pay for that korban, they have to, kind of compensate and make sure that he's able to bring another one. V'tani Olam, v'pini Tikkun Olam. And we said, the Braisa says it's because of Tikkun Olam. So now the problem is, Gemara says, the proof is like this, v'yamarta hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek, right? That's the case of hezek shenu nikar. Right, you bring a cow, the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen shechtzit, does the zrika, right, the whole deal looks totally fine. But the Kohen's like, I was thinking about Shabbos, and I was thinking that I'm going to eat this meat on Shabbos, which is usher, right? It's too far. So that puzzles the korban. So this is hezek shenu nikar. If you tell me that hezek shenu nikar is actual hezek, so what's the tikkun olam, right? Hashogim peturim b'nei tikkun olam b'boyle. What do you mean? You should have said the shogig is potter from tikkun olam, not because the mezid is chayev for tikkun olam, right? If you tell me again, or if you remember what we just said, if the starting point is that it is considered damages, why shouldn't you pay, right, for tikkun olam, right? The tikkun olam is that b'shogeg your potter, because we want people to tell, right, somebody else if he was matame his stuff or whatever. So the Gemara says, yeah, hachinami kamar. No, that's what he meant. That's what Bryce is meant to say. Mizidin chayavin, hashogim peturin, v'pnei tikkun olam. I didn't mention shogim, but that's what it meant. If you do it on purpose, it's chayav. If you did a b'shogeg, right, this tikkun olam, you're going to be potter. But that's only because tikkun olam, it really means daraisa, right, you really should pay. Mazir Rabbi Lazar, how can Chazal do that? So they can do that, right? Hefker based on hefker, right? They can say, even though you chayav money, right, you don't necessarily have to pay. Okay. Mazir Rabbi Lazar, asked about it. What about this? Ha'usam halacha b'mei chatas v'paras chatas. Right, the halacha is that by a korban chatas, not a korban chatas, by a paraduma. By paraduma, you're not allowed to do any work with the items involved, with the water, with the cow, etc., with the ashes. So if you do malacha, right, with the mechatas, with the water of the paraduma, with paras chatas, or with the cow itself, right, so then potter midin adam chayv midin shemayim. You're potter midin adam, right? Potter from down here, but in shemayim, right? You really should pay back. So the Gemara says, "Be amarta hezek shen nikar shmei hezek." And if you tell me that unrecognizable damage, right, damage that you can't tell, is hezek is damage, right? Your chayiv midaraisa, but dini adam not be the chayiv. So why would you be potter? Dini adam, you should be chayiv. So the Gemara says, "Who mostly lo hamafarik lo." So Rabbi Lazar as a kasha, and he answered it. The case is the paro shechnisa l'ravka amanas shetinok v'tadush. What's going on over here? So basically, the case is we brought the cow into the ravka is like a barn or some place where it's staying or whatever. Let's say maybe a trough, not really a trough, right? But a barn, right? You burn it into the barn in order to shetenek, it should nurse from its mother, and then v'tadush, and then you have in mind also, right, that it's also going to thresh the grain, right, that you have right in the barn. Since again, now the meiser you're doing is for it to eat, but since you're having an intention, right, to also do malacha, right, some sort of grama, Rashi writes, right, and therefore, right, you're not chay b'dei adam. What about the meichatas case? Well, that's the para. What about meichatas? Sheshakol b'mishkolos, you used it as a weight, right? You had it in a bottle, right? You put it on one side of a weight, right? You measured out something else on the other side, right? So that's already enough, right? That wouldn't possible it so much, but since it's the intention to use it as a weight, right? If you put it down, right, just stop on the scale, that wouldn't do anything, right? What's the difference? That's not malacha, but if your intention is to see how much it weighs, etc., so then that's going to be enough. Again, that's how they would, you know, ring you up, right? How would they? Right? They would judge based on weight, right? They would use a counterbalance, right? And so, if you use it for the mechatas for a weight, then you would chayev. You'd be chayev. If I'm a Rava, didn't Rava say mechatas sheshakol v'mishkolos kashera? But what do you mean? If you use mechatas as a weight, so that's fine. It's not considered to be works. So the Gemara says, kasher habegufon hakinegdon. Depends on how you're using it as a weight. If begufon, if you use the actual water, how do you do that? Well, that's not with a scale. That's with like a type of displacement. Or let's say you have a little bowl of water, yeah, and you have a plate underneath it, or you have a bigger bowl underneath it, right? You drop, let's say, the piece of meat. Let's say you're trying to measure meat, and you have the water's filled up to the brim. You drop the piece of meat into the bowl, and whatever water goes out, right, you measure how much water it is, and then you can tell how heavy it is, or how much it displaced, or the size, or whatever. So if you use the actual water itself, so that is, okay, that's going to be usher. Then you're using the water, right, for weight. Fucking egg done, but if you just used it, right, on a scale, so then that's fine. So Kumar says, begufa, what do you mean? If you actually use the, what do you mean? If you use the water itself, right, then you're doing a maisa with the water. And if you tell me it's not recognizable, because since you can't recognize it, you can't see that it's damaged because the water is the water, it should be chayv b'dei adam. Right, but the Bryce said we're chayv b'dei shamayim. So Ella, the Gemara says, nah, forget that. So idi v'idi kenegdan. Really, both the cases were used on the scale. For the kasha, had asok daite, had lo asok daite. The case is no, but the halacha is. Forget the measuring. The halacha is that you have to always keep your mind on the mechatas because we don't want it to become tame. So one case is where he was weighing it and he was focusing on it the entire time. So that's fine. There's no damage over there. But in the case where he's kind of spacing out a little bit, so then that does mess up the water. Then that because it's not been watched while it's being used. Right, and therefore, it is puzzle. And that's why it's Hezek Shainer Niker. Okay, fine. Masi Rav Papa has the following shayla. Gazal Madbea V'nifzal. Right, if a person steals a coin and it becomes puzzle, right, and they take it out of circulation. Right, not so common nowadays, but okay. Truma V'nitmez. Or you stole Truma and then it became Tamei. Chametz, you stole Chametz. Rav Lava Pesach. And Pesach is over, right? Again, because now it's Chavetz Rav Lava Pesach and you can't eat it. So Omer Lo, you can say to the guy you stole it from, here's your coin, here's your chametz. I give it back to you, I didn't touch it. And if you'll tell me hezek shena nikar shmei hezek, if you tell me that hezek shena nikar is actual damage, what he has to pay the whole thing. What do you mean? The guy just stole it. Right, again, he stole the item. But hezek shena nikar is hezek, so therefore after he gives it back a week later, right, the chametz is not any different, and now but halakhically it's azar. Right, so why in the world would the price say you can give it back? So it must be tiyufta. So it must be that's a tiyufta against Chizkiyah. Right, and it must be that Hezek Shmei Nikar is not Shmei Hezek, is low Shmei Hezek. Because otherwise, right, of course he would have to pay for the item, even though he didn't change the item itself. Right, it's because there's some horologic problem. It's chametz. It's not you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Right, the price certainly would have ruled that you do have to pay, but since you don't have to pay, right, so apparently we see that Midareza Hezek Shein Niker is Lav Shmei Hezek. Lema Ketanai, maybe this whole Machlokas, right, whether Hezek Shein Niker is a Machlokas, is Hezek or not, maybe it is a Machlokas Tanai. Rabbi Meir disagrees with our Mishnah and says regardless of whether you did those three things, b'shogeg gamezid, you're going to be chayev. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, but like our Mishnah, b'shogeg pater gamezid chayev. B'shogeg, if you no, like our Mishnah. My love, v'akam ifugi, isn't this our machlokas? Tamar sover hezek shen nikar shmei hezek. Umar sover lo shmei hezek, right? Isn't that exactly our machlokas? I mean, if it's considered to be damages, it doesn't matter whether shogeg gamezid. If it's not considered to be damages, so then, right, you're only going to pay if you do it b'mezid. Tamar of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Not exactly. The Kuli Alma Hezek Shem Nicker, Losh Mehezek. No, let's go back to what we said before. Really, if it's Hezek Shem Nicker, damage that you can't recognize, so then it's not damages. V'acha, what's the case over here? But Knas on Shogeg, go to Mezek, come Ifligi. The Chogeg is if we're going to make a Knas on Shogeg because it may lead. Right, to Mezid. Right, if you do it b'shogeg in your putter, I say you may do it b'mezid. So maybe we should say, b'shogeg, you're also chayev, so you don't end up doing the action b'mezid. Marzavar, kansu shogeg, go to Mezid. Right, Marzavar, low kansu shogeg, go to Mezid. Right, whether you hold the shogeg is chayev or not, depends on whether you want to make that knas, when you make that gzera, by extending it to a case of Mezid. The problem is Rabbi Meir really the one who says, that you're not, that we are going to be kones shogeg gato mezid, that you're going to make a din, a gzera on a case of shogeg and say that you're chayev, because you may come to do it b'mezid, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that we're not kones, we learn the opposite. Rabbi Meir, Rami, Ad Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda, right? We have a stira between those opinions. The Tanya is one of the Braisa, Hamavashal b'Shabbos, person cooks on Shabbos, he's Michal Shabbos, what happens to the food? So probably comes up the shayla. So Gemara says b'shogeg. If you did a b'shogeg, well the Rabbi Meir shita is a b'shogeg. If you did a b'shogeg yochal, you can eat the food, right? Even on Shabbos. But mezid, if you did it on purpose, so then lo yochal, you can never eat the food, right? You can never eat the food. Other people are allowed to eat the food after Shabbos. The Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Meir shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shogeg yochal motzei Shabbos. Again, so we see that b'shogeg is totally fine according to Rabbi Meir. Before we said b'shogeg, we're kones shogeg got to mezid, where we're going to make shogeg usher so that you don't come to do it b'mezid. Here we see Rabbi Meir holds right, that b'shogeg you can do it, and we're not kovuzer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg yochal motzei Shabbos b'mezid lo yochal lames. Rabbi Yehuda says that a little bit more machmir that if you do b'shogeg, you can eat it after Shabbos, right? And b'mezid, but you can never eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer b'shogeg yochal lematzis Shabbos la'cherem v'lo. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says if you did a b'shogeg, you can eat it on lematzis Shabbos. Not you, but other people can eat it on lematzis Shabbos. But mezid, but if you do it on purpose, lo yochal lomis lo v'lo cherem, then nobody can eat it. Rabbi Yehuda, though, again, that's not our point over here. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Rabbi Yehuda says right, the shogeg right is allowed to eat it on lematzis Shabbos. Right, because we're going to be gozer because we don't want him to do it on purpose. So Kasher Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, Kasher read the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. So how do you get around this? So the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, though Kasher, there was no steer between Rabbi Meir and Shita. He kan is b'de Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir says we're going to be a knas. We're going to say that shogeg is usher, right? Because we don't want you to do it. But mezid, that's a case of a din de Rabbanan, like Hezek Shen Nicker, right? The Lo Shmei Hezek, but Midrabanan, it is considered Hezek, right? So since we're dealing with Midrabanan, right, we're going to be Kones the Shogeg as well. Be Daraisa, but by Daraisa cases like Bishal and Shabbos, so then Lo Kones is no Knas. Aye, but one second, but how Manasseh Daraisa Hiva Kakones? What do you mean? One of the cases in our Mishnah, right, is Manasseh, right? Nisachayayin is Avodah Zarah, it's right, Midaraisa. Where it says Mishum Chumah Davos Kachavim Kanesle. Rabbi Meir says, "Yeah, because okay, but that's a really serious iser." So Chazal also wanted to make a gzera, right, that by if you do a b'shogeg, it's going to be usher because we don't want you to get to do it b'mezid on purpose. So not that it's going to be usher; you're going to be chayiv if you do a b'shogeg. Okay, that's one way to understand. That's how to take care of Rabbi Meir's stira. And Rabbi Yehuda, as you might imagine, flips the other way. Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha ki lo kanis b'derabanan b'deraisa kanis. No, the b'derabanan there's no kanas. Since it's not a serious iser, so we're not going to be gozer shogeg all too amazing. But by deraisa, which is a real iser, right? By Bishol and Shabbos, we are going to be gozer shogeg, and it's going to be usher from the use. Because we don't want it to get him to do b'mezid. I have a menasech midaraisa v'lo kanes, but what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that by menasech, there's no knas. It's not usher if you do it b'shogeg. You're not chayef. So the Gemara says, b'shem chumah darabot z'kachavim, mivdol b'dile minei. Yeah, because, and he says the opposite, that if something is so serious, like nisach hayayim is avodah zarah, people are going to avoid it, right? We don't need to make a gzera that by shogeg you're going to be chayef. Because you may come to do it b'mezah, because people are anyway careful about not doing avodah zara. Okay, we're going to stop here because there's another stira in Rabbi Meir, and they'll take us on to Amud Aleph. Okay, weiter. We'll go weiter tomorrow. It's Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.